In all you're getting, get wisdom.
Wisdom is the principal thing.
Through wisdom is a house built.
And by understanding, it is established.
Join Apostle Joshua Selman of Eternity Network International as he takes you on a journey into the wisdom of God's Word. Its intimacy, its partnership, its fellowship. This is Koinonia.
Keep standing, please. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. We'll read from verse 10. Lord, we give you all the praise and we bless your name. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. We'll read from verse 10 to 13. I just want to strengthen your convictions briefly before we sit down. It says, according to the grace of God, Paul is speaking, which is given unto me as a wise master builder. Here's Paul's testimony. I have laid the foundation and another builder thereon. Then he says, but let every man, are we still together? Take heed. How he builded. The foundation may be correct, but the way you build it can make the building still look wrong. Are we together? Next verse. It says, for other foundation, no other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. The true, surest foundation for everything is Jesus Christ, the Word. Not just Jesus Christ, the person seated in heaven. Jesus Christ, the Word, the living Logos. He says, I commend you to the Word of His grace that is able to make you wise, then to give you an inheritance among them that are sanctified. The next verse, please. Media. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, listen, the foundation is fixed, Christ. But there are different kinds of vessels you can use to build. It says gold, silver, read on, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble. Let's see the effect. Next verse. Read it if you are a Christian. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire of what quality? The fire will try every man's work. The fire will try every man's boast. The fire will try every man's ministry. The fire will try every man's business. The fire will try every man's confession. To see what sort it is. That means, regardless of the fact that we are all in Christ, there are people building with substances that when the fire blows upon it, the only thing that will be left is the foundation, because it cannot be destroyed, but the building can crumble. Are we together? The parable of the two builders, the foundation was never destroyed, but their one building collapsed into pieces. Listen, the Bible tells us that we are like a spiritual house being built. And I like what Paul says, that I have done my part as a wise master builder. I have guided you like a builder, like an architect, telling you the relevant dimensions, where to pay attention, the part that needs more cement, the part that you may just need a block. Are we together now? The part that needs to be well supported. Now, it says, but take heed as you build. Everyone claims to be building something. Everyone claims to be saying something. Everyone claims to know how to make things work. But let me tell you the truth. The Bible says time. I told you time does not decide anything, it only reveals. By the time that fire of time passes through, you find out that many people will find out after several decades that they've been building nonsense, building stories, building shadows. But the apostle said, we have not taught you cunningly devised fables. You know, while I sat there, the prayer in my heart, I just said, Lord, just help your people believe you and trust what you are doing in their lives. You don't have to worry about what you are becoming. Just pay attention on the training. I sing praises to your name. Oh God, praises to your name. Lift your hands and worship Him. Oh God, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing praises to your name. Oh God, praises to your name. For your name is great and great to be great. Lift your hands, lift your voices, and let's sing one more time. I sing praises to your name for access to the wonders of the kingdom, the fruits that set men free. For your name is great, for your name is great, and great to be praised. Sing it, I sing praises to your name.
I sing praises to your name.
Shelananamasina. Praises to your name. Someday, very soon, you will begin to live the rest of your life in thanksgiving as you watch with shock, as you watch how disastrous the life of a man can be when it is not built upon truth. Someday, very soon, you will step back and watch life like a movie and have tears from your eyes, but not tears of sorrow, tears of gratitude. Someday you will go to the place of prayer and not have a prayer point and say, how can I be wicked to ask something else when you have done for me what no man can do? What you are receiving is a visa for escape. You are living. You are living. You may not appreciate it now, you see. You may not appreciate it now. Either because you are not seeing the results now, or you have not been allowed to see the other side of disobedience. But brothers and sisters, I bet you in the name of the Lord, I want you to believe the things you are learning. Though we are few, we're surrounded by men who have crossed that river before, and this is the song I'll be singing forever.
Holy is the Lord.
When my eyes behold your wonders,
holy is the Lord.
Holy is the Lord.
Holy is the Lord.
Oh,
celebrate this God that I serve.
Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you.
Oh God, oh God,
you are my God, and I will ever praise you.
Oh God, oh God,
you are my God,
yeah, nah, 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 yeah, nah,
and I will ever praise you.
I will seek you.
But I will seek you in the morning, and I will rise to walk in your way.
Found my way out of misery.
O bangiji kai kade kai sayabo. Hey Allah.
Open your mouth and thank the Lord. Just tell him thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. How can I fail? No. Impossible. Impossible. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I've found my way out. I've found my way out. Thank you. Thank him. Thank him. Don't pretend it, mean it from the depth of your heart. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Light a candle.
Tonight, oh God, light my life.
Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Light my life.
Sing it with faith in your heart.
Living God, speak to us tonight. We are here to access the mysteries of the kingdom that will cause us to rise and to prevail. Lord, I pray that you will help us tonight in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Before we sit down, if you are sick in your body, I want you to just lay your hands there. I started feeling the healing anointing right from home. I just want to minister to the sick in 1 minute. Shalabakura diya shibariya.
Man de la cruz cadibaria. Lay your hands there. I want to take authority over the spirit of infirmity. I stretch my hands right now, inside, outside, online. Everyone under the sound of my voice who is a victim of the spirit of infirmity, I command that devil to leave you right now. I release the healing power of Jesus Christ right now. Let that anointing step into your body like a drug and cause perfection right now. I command every infirmity, you go now. Pains, leave now. In the name of Jesus, pains, leave now. Every kind of discomfort in your body, this is Mount Zion. I command that devil to leave in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Please lift your hands. Every spirit represented in this place that is not of God, please pay attention. I'm praying. There is a reason why I'm doing this. I just saw something in the spirit. Anyone here? Shalako Sibras Kadabri Shalabariata. Under the influence of any spirit other than the Christ, in the name that is above all names, in this atmosphere of the glory, right now, I command those devils to go. Right now, you have to leave. The word of God is about to come out of them now, in the name of Jesus. Everyone, inside, outside, under the influence of any other force, katapakata labakaya. Every other agency, every other spirit, every other communication outside of the spirit of the Christ, I command that devil to go now. I dispel that spirit right now. Distractions through imagination, distractions through understanding that destroy the speakings of the spirit. Distraction, physical distraction orchestrated by spirit, the spirit of slumber that caused men to sleep while the word of God comes, I cast it out of your life now in the name of Jesus Christ. Keep your hands lifted. I release upon you the spirit of understanding in the name of Jesus. As I stretch my hands like a mantle, the Bible says, and open ye their understanding. A man's understanding can be opened. I open yours this night in the name of Jesus the Christ. Listen to me. We'll soon sit down. Listen, you see, you don't have to be educated to understand spiritual things. That would have been a big disadvantage to those who did not have the opportunity to go to school. Spiritual things are communicated by the spirit. So whether you can speak English or not, whether you are at whatever educational level, it doesn't matter. Once you are in an atmosphere where the spirit of God is permitted, the word has capacity to birth understanding. One more time, I stretch my hands to you and I command that whatever makes the word of God barren and unfruitful, shabata kato zata brakati shalabadia. Lante graskata preska baria shaprando sobadushi. Legete katabakarato sopretekete leka shiva baba baba. Rekoto soprata kapashka baria takata. Whatever makes the word of God unfruitful, in the name of Jesus, I take it out of your life. Whatever makes you to doubt the word, whatever poisons your faith, so that as the word of God comes, you doubt. Every philosophical imagination, every scientific interruption to the quality and the power of the word, I command you to live your life right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Open your mouth and pray 1 minute. The spirit of understanding is upon me. Lift your voice and pray. The spirit of understanding, the ability to receive, the ability to comprehend with all the saints, the length, the height, the depth, the width, the ability to comprehend, the ability to comprehend, the capacity to receive spiritual things. Shalabarata karya. Are you praying? This is part of the meeting. This is a year that you must be blessed. It's your year of triumph.
for you to rise up like the eagle. Pray. Understanding, understanding, understanding. Your influence is all over me. I'm under the shadow of your wings. Your influence is all over me. Yeah. I'm under the shadow of your wings. Your influence is all over me. I'm under the shadow of your wings. Your influence is all over me. Oh, influence is upon you tonight, brothers and sisters, like a hand upon her young, brooding upon your spirit to make a wonder out of your life. Please be seated if you can. I want you to pay attention to a very deep mystery I want to share with you tonight. Very deep spiritual mystery. Open your eyes, open your spirit.
Lord, you took my pain away and then you gave me joy. You're my peace, my melody in the center of the storm. You gave me a brand new song to sing to. That's why I will lift up my voice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're my peace.
I'm prophesying someone's miracles with him.
You gave me a brand new song to sing to you. That's why I will lift up my voice.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Declared that this is our month of wealth. I want to share with you the mysteries that are responsible for certain strange occurrences in the lives of men and women. Please, I want you to pay attention. Tonight, I want to teach you the mystery of exemption. Write it down. The mystery of exemption. My spirit is overjoyed. You see, when the Holy Spirit begins to rejoice through my spirit like this, it's because prophetically he has seen that the word will be received. Hallelujah. You will receive something tonight, I assure you. Psalms 50, the mystery of exemption. Psalms 50 verse 15 and 6.
Mantles have been given to the church. Mantles have been given to the church.
Tonight,
Mordecai arising from the gates of the church. For the king's
to be born, for the victory to be born, for the mantle to return, for the graces to return. Yeah. Ali, ali, yo. Ali, yo. Ali, ali, yo. Yeah. David arising here tonight. Man of power arising from this place here tonight. For the kings to be born, for the mantle to return, for revival to return, for the power to return. Hey, Ali, Ali, yo, Ali, yo. The chant in the spirit. That's what God is doing already. There will be a mighty baptism of mantles tonight. Believe me. Tonight is like an initiation into a realm of reality, a realm of possibility. There is such a provision in the kingdom. There is such a provision in the kingdom that men can be exempted. There is such a possibility in the dealings of God with man. Please be seated. Psalms 50, verse 15 and 16. If it's possible for us to have amplified, that's great. Otherwise, no problem. You are immersed in a strong atmosphere of God's glory because of something you will hear. Brothers and sisters, God is not playing games with us. I want us to believe Him. Everyone read as I begin my teaching tonight. Just be sensitive to what the Spirit of God is doing inside and outside. Those outside, please, I want you to understand that there is no difference as far as the reach of the anointing is concerned. One, two, read. And call on me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall... Stop there, 15. Stop there. Go back, please, 15. So, it's a two-way thing. You have your own role to play. Your role is, please keep it there, honor and glorify me. Then he says, call on me in the day of trouble and I will deliver you. The shocking scripture that the Lord led me to is verse 16. Read if you're a Christian. 16, please. Go ahead and read. Are we Bible students? If God does not open your eyes to this thing, bah, you won't see anything. Believe me, revelation is His spirit. If there is no amount of cramming scripture and Bible study that gives you the spirit of revelation, God has to open the eyes of men. But unto the wicked, the word wicked there is not sinners. The idea there is unto those who are determined not to walk with me. He said, what right have you? We're talking about right here. We're talking about a legal access. What right have you to recite my statutes? I shall not die. I shall not die. I won't be poor. I will be rich. He said, what right have you to recite it? Everyone is talking, just talking. I won't be sick and you are dying. I won't be poor. It's clear you are getting poor. There is a mystery. Confession is a powerful provision, but under certain conditions. See, let me tell you something. Half-truth can destroy you like a lie. It can do the exact same thing a lie does to you. That's why Satan is not afraid of using half-truth. Because it makes no difference to him. He says, what right have you to recite my status? So everyone is confessing. Wealth and riches are in my house. Everyone is confessing. Oh, I can't get into trouble. I can't have accident. It's impossible. And you are watching yourself die per second per second. What right have you? What right have you? That's the point you should circle media, not the wicked. What right have you to recite my status or take my covenant or pledge on your lips? Talk is cheap, brothers and sisters. But you see, the reason why many believers mock themselves in the presence of the world is we do not understand the systems of the kingdom. Say the systems of the kingdom. So we camp around a dimension of reality and we mock ourselves. And the painful part is we are doing what is right, but the result is not there because it's not complete. God is obsessed with completion. Having the readiness to judge all disobedience if and only when your obedience is complete. What right have you to be exempted? When there is a plague that is released upon people, what right have you to be exempted? This one is not free. What right? That means there is an authorization based on certain things that are done. Are we together now? What right have you to say a bike will not kill me? What right have you to say tomorrow I will still wake up alive? You know, many make boastful statements like that and they are no more today. Many have said in the name of Jesus, if by the end of this year I'm not rich, except God has not called me, the years have passed. Nothing has happened. Exemption is a possibility that can be accessed by the saints. Exemption. The quality of being prevented from experiencing woes. The quality of being prevented from experiencing the pain, the tragedy of people. The quality of being exempted or being taken away from defeat. The quality of perpetual triumph. Not necessarily the quality of not being in trouble, but the quality of an assured escape, as guaranteed as God Himself. Is there such a provision in the kingdom? If yes, what are the keys to walking in such a reality? I have taught us here again and again that our lives are defined by the mysteries we have access to. So two people can walk upon the earth and their experiences will be the same. Remember the scripture I read to you. The problem is never the foundation. The problem is never that you are not born again. But the quality of our lives, the same way you have two students in a class taught by the same teacher, so the problem is not the teacher. In the same institution, so the problem is not the institution. Under the same condition, the problem is not the condition. But then their results will differ, and sometimes sharply. That's how it is in life. Two believers, two individuals, two families, two personalities can be within the same environment, yet their results will differ. Why? Because the Bible says that you arise and shine only when your light comes. The light is available to everyone, but those who are interested in accessing it and complying with the conditions and the terms. If you're with me, say amen.
Amen.
What right have you? You are making a boastful statement, whereas you are seeing what is happening in this nation, and you dare have the guts to say it's your year of trial. What right? You're watching kidnapping and assassination happening. You're watching people being poisoned, just air killing people. You can't sue the air to court. You're watching demons sit on people's destinies. You hear people tell you they went to bed, and look at the testimony of that dear lady. Went to bed and woke up with physical marks, not spiritual marks, physical marks on her body. Question: what stops you from being a victim? I want to ask you a question. What if, as you are sitting down right now, somebody is chanting your name in the shrine? You can't stop them from saying it. But the question I have is, what right do you have to say, I will not be a victim of it? What rights do you have to claim that you will prosper? I'm doing business. It's a joke. It's a big joke. I have an uncle who is rich. Another big joke. The mystery of exemption. Job 22, verse 19. I'm a student of the Bible. I love the Bible. I don't read the Bible to feel spiritual. I am very serious about my walk with God and my study of Scripture. I have found it to be the most reliable book. I've read many books in my life. It's so disappointing to know many of them are useless to my destiny. And now that I've found the one that is useful, say, I found your word and I did eat it. Right? And it became a joy and a rejoicing to my soul. 29, not 19. Job 22:29. I want to share with you a few things from the depth of my heart that can exempt men. Go ahead and prophesy to yourself as you read this scripture. One to read. When men, like they are saying now across the nations of the earth, when men, like they are saying now across the continent of Africa, in Nigeria, even in this city, when men are cast down, the Bible didn't say they say they are cast, they are not confessed, it is their reality. When men are cast down, something you will engage will bring you to a point where for you there will be a lifting up, a difference, an exemption, a separation. Write this down, please, everyone. It's important to come to the Lord's house not just with a Bible. Please always have a Bible, but always have a good material to write, or whatever device you're using, but make it serious. When you take God seriously, He will surprise you. When you play games with God and make Him look like one of those many things in your life, then you will not get results. So I'm challenging all of us online, those outside, doesn't matter. When you are coming to the house of God, go as though you are going to be mentored, taught, trained, built, equipped. Don't go as if you are going to a museum to watch artifacts, or watch a zoo to watch animals. No. You are going for a life-changing encounter. Are we together? So exemption, write this down. Exemption from evil. Exemption from defeat is a provision in the kingdom that can be accessed. Exemption from all of those things I mentioned is a provision in the kingdom that can be accessed. That means it is within the power of God to cause men to experience exemption. But like everything in the kingdom, as we have been taught here, everything in the kingdom, including salvation, the cheapest expression of God's grace and love, there will always be a condition attached. Please train yourself into an understanding that every time you desire something in God, know that there is a condition attached. Your condition is a demonstration. Fulfilling that condition is a demonstration of your trust in God and your authorization to commit Him to deliver the results expected. Without condition, there is no guarantee whether you are interested in what God is saying. Watch this. If I drop a piece of cake on this table, right, and I don't give you a condition to pick it, how else can I gauge and test whether you are interested? I drop it here and say, if anyone is interested, come and pick it. Your coming to pick it is a demonstration to me that you are interested. Are we together? You will find people who will not come. I don't have to be angry with them. They are only sending a message to me that I'm not ready to eat cake. The same way other people are sending messages, I don't want to prosper. I don't want to rise. I don't want to walk in the anointing. I do not want to walk in the fullness of the reality and the possibilities contained in God. Obedience commits God. Obedience, not to what you want. You can't set rules and obey it. You obey the conditions prescribed by God. You can obey the conditions prescribed by a man and still fail. You must obey the conditions prescribed by God. Hebrews chapter 1, the Bible says, God, who in sundry times and in diverse manners spake to us through the prophets, had in these last days spoken to us through His Son. God, who in sundry times and diverse manners, He spake to us through different people, but in these last days, among many other things, His chiefest means of communication is His Son, the Word, that He has appointed to be heir over all things. So it is important to trust the Word of God. Don't just believe it. Trust the Word of God and respect the Word of God. Say amen. There are conditions that if you and I keep, we will render the devil helpless and we'll find out that we can walk in the reality of triumph. Not as a cliche, but an experience that will cause many to wonder and see the hand of God and then give Him glory. And I want to share with you two deep kingdom mysteries that are responsible for compelling triumph. Number one is what I call the mystery of putting God first. Matthew 6:33. The God first principle. You can write it like that. God-first principle. The God first principle. Matthew chapter 6. Let's start from verse 31, if you will, media. 31. Let's look at 31. God first principle. Wherefore, take no thought. Other versions say, don't worry. Saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? 32. For after these things, what to eat, what to wear, the house you will get, the car you will get, listen carefully, the children you will have, etc., your career, whatever. It says, after these things, do the heathen, the Gentiles, seek. Notice the Bible never said they get it. He said, after these things they seek. He didn't say, after these things they get. It's a cause to seek those things. Because number one, seeking them will never give them to you. That's not how to get them. The Gentiles are getting it wrong. They are playing by a wrong formula. They seek those things and they never get them. It looks like they get them. But then you look at what else is taken from their life and it doesn't add up to nothing. Are we together? Then it says, for your heavenly Father. Your earthly father usually will forget that you need these things. So God was comforting you. There are many fathers in your life. But the surest one, the dependable, your heavenly Father knows that ye have need of all these things. 33. But seek first. Everybody say seek first. It didn't say seek together. Seek. What does it mean to seek first? If I organize a speech and price, Sam, get ready to stand up. And I say, Sam, you took first. Come out. Do you join him? He comes out alone, topmost, preferred. So the Bible says, among the many things, go back to your seat. Among the many things in your life, I want to marry, I want a job, I want my enemy to die, I must buy a car, this duplex is mine, I must possess it, I must receive a miracle alert. I'm not saying those things are wrong. It says, among them, come, seek. Seek. Isolate God out of the group, bring him out, and pursue him. Listen carefully. I'm showing you a very deep mystery. Let me tell you what many of us are doing. We are seeking together. So we say, God, come. Child, come. Civil service, where is he? Come. We gather them like this and say, God, just hold my hand. But Jesus said, my burden is easy and my yoke. You see that? And so God says, where do I stand here? He said, just be blessed that you are in my life. And God says, no, my jealousy cannot allow me fight with rent, fight with whatever. You are so obsessed about getting land, you will miss a service thinking about land. You will never get it. That's the secret to high blood pressure. Are you listening to me now? It is the secret to all this frustration that people drive themselves and fall inside a gutter and not even know. There are so many things in your life. Then it says, seek first. Give us that scripture again. The kingdom. Seek first the influence, the sovereignty. Make God first in your life and his righteousness. The word righteousness there is not just the one imputed by faith. Understand his systems. Amplified says his way of doing things. So if you seek the kingdom alone, your obedience is still not complete. He said, rather than looking for money, seek to understand principles. Seek God. When you find him and his kingdom, pay attention. While others are running trying to look for money, while others are running trying to look for breakthrough, he said, stay with God and understand his systems. What is your reward? How many of these things will come? This is Jesus talking. Please tell me how many. All. He didn't say some. Then you now use the money you have and get the rest. He said, if you seek God, isolate God and seek him, and stay with his word, learning the systems of the kingdom, not just religiosity, Bible study, just to cram scriptures, understanding the systems of the kingdom, it leaves you with a guarantee. One guarantee that all these things, remember the these things of verse 32. What to eat will run after you. What to drink will run after you. The cars, the houses, the children, instead of flying from pillar to post, finding out and say, look, I have to do something. I'm tired of being barren. The Bible says, seek the kingdom. And when you begin to study the systems of the kingdom, you will find a mystery that is responsible for fruitfulness. It says, and when you have found it, it shall be a joy and a rejoicing to you. Do you know why many believers never rise up? It's not that we don't read the Bible. Believe me. We are not interested in understanding the systems of the kingdom. There are many pastors looking for crowd, looking for membership, yet they will not understand the mystery of growth from the word of God. They run around, how are you doing it? You, how are you doing it? Like a charm, like a genie. No. Sit down. There is no man who wanting to build a tower. The Bible says we first sit down. You know, life makes it look like the moment you sit down, you are being delayed. You get it now? So people can come and meet you and say, Oga, till now you are not walking. Every day you are just searching scriptures. Look at the foolish person who is talking to you. Ask him how much is his salary combined. You are about to get it now. The Bible assures you to be added. I'm not saying getting a job is wrong, but you are settling down. No, I'm not just interested in a job. I'm interested in favor. Why have I graduated 3 years and no job? Because of that, I will not just study on a job. I will study on favor. I'm seeking the kingdom. Other people are running around and sweating, watching football. And you are there saying, Lord, how is it that men rise with favor? Ruth came with her mother-in-law. And just went to a land with nothing. And within 24 hours, they left provision for her. Boaz said, leave it as you glean some. You think it's just because Boaz liked her? There was a mystery. A woman who was even begging her mother to give birth to other children and she will wait. Her desire of maybe 25, 30 years was answered in 24 hours. And you are searching. While you are searching, your passion is attracting the Holy Spirit. Don't think you will just come foolishly because you... No. The Holy Spirit responds to passion and hunger. He will watch you reading it like a storybook first. That's why you will not see revelation. And you say, I will not be discouraged. I have to find this. What happened to Abimelech that made him carry gifts and just gave Abraham? He wanted to carry Abraham's wife. An angel showed up and said, "You are dead." He didn't say you would die. You touch this woman, you are dead. So as a husband, you are now afraid whether they will kidnap your wife. And you go back to scripture. And say, instead of running around policing my wife like a fool, let me find out what is the mystery. A kidnapper is coming and that same angel will say, I've been here for a long time. You touch this woman. Don't say it's happening to others. You don't know what they believed. You define your reality by what you believe. I keep saying it. It's when we will go to heaven that God will show me how many goats were slaughtered because of me. How many rams were dragged to another house. How many bottles. Only God, my picture is everywhere. Somebody will download it and shoot that picture till he injures himself. When you surround your life with mysteries, you will laugh. You will laugh and laugh and laugh at a foolish devil. You are everything. Everything is you. You are everything. Everything is you. One more time, sing it on Jim. You are everything. Everything is you. You are everything. Everything is you. Listen, do you know Satan has a system? The economy of the devil is such that he's obsessed. Do you know if you work for Satan, you will still not be idle? Satan is the master of occupying people with things. The only difference is that they are useless, antichrist, and they have no bearing in terms of producing results. The devil will occupy you with issues that will stop you from paying attention. But hear what Jesus tells Martha. He said, Martha, Martha, you are worried and obsessed about many things, but one thing. How many things? One thing is needful. To sit at the master's feet, not to sit down and worry. You must be listening and you must be understanding. You know, let me share with you a little testimony. I hardly talk about all these kinds of things. I remember years ago when God was starting out with us. That time, Zaria was not the way it is now. That time, there were so many people, pastors, reverends, apostles, prophets. I mean, everybody was called. Zaria was on fire. Everybody was doing something. I remember clearly there were some gentlemen who would come and meet me and say, man of God, why are you always sitting like this? You are always writing, studying the Bible. One even offered to sponsor a radio program for me. He said, no, at your level, I mean, you are supposed to organize healing meetings, organize this, and I laughed. You know what I was doing? I was searching the mysteries of the kingdom. I didn't want to gather people and be a fool and waste their time and now be resentful at those having results. I knew it would take time. Brothers and sisters, ask those who knew me then. I spent my life studying scripture. I could sit down a whole day just searching the mysteries. You see, this hurry in life is a very bad thing. God is a God of speed, but he does not rush people. He teaches you the precepts. Do you know, I say it with all humility, over 90% of those people today, they are not even in ministry. They were passionate about fame. My God, passionate about PAs, passionate about briefcase and suit. The few times I spent with them irritated me. You sat down with them in 10 minutes, they were talking about their suit. I couldn't afford it. I could afford to study the word. So I stayed on what I could afford. God made it cheap enough for me to stay there. There were so many people. All this fake and false life. Oh, my shoe is this, my that, and I just ignored them with all their nonsense. And I'm glad I did. Just like some of you now, while others are running, God is saying, sit down. You are saying, God, for how long? God is saying, if you knew where I'm taking you, you will start rejoicing. Because one step in knowledge will cover up 10 years of foolishness, 10 years of wallowing in trouble. You know, this money thing, God has said it's a year of wealth. Listen carefully to me. Most people believe that God cannot bless them. They really do. That's why they don't listen to him. If you were having a job, Sam, and you were paid, let's say 100,000. How much is that in 1 year? Please help me. One point. Assuming nothing changes in 10 years, how old is that? How much is that? 12 million. Because of 12 million, you rubbish your 10 years. Rubbish your 10 years. Fighting, quarreling, hating, and living foolishly. Whereas God is saying, if you will pay attention to me, I can do something to you and bring your 10 years to 6 months, to 2 months, to 1 month, to 1 week. And many of you are, God, just leave me. I know what I'm doing. You know, for many people, the apex of fulfillment is when they get a job. So, I mean, when you are talking like this, please get out. I have a job. A good job. What is a good job? What is your definition of a good job when you are employed? My definition of a good job is a good job that I have absolute control of. If I cannot control it, it's not a good job. Because somebody's wickedness can affect me. Correct? I'm not saying get a job is bad. No. We prophesy jobs here. There are many disciplined, diligent, employed people. Don't be lazy and think I'm endorsing you. I'm about to attack you from the other side. You know me. I will have to balance it. Don't think it's not an endorsement for irresponsibility for whatever reason. But I'm showing you the vanity of trusting in things. These are the things that destroy us. To an extent that they now give somebody a job. The devil does it in such a way that every day you go to church or fellowship, that's the day you will be needed most. That's a useless and nonsense job. I repeat, that is a useless and what? Nonsense job. The job that has to make you leave God to do it is a stupid job. If you are involved, leave it now. Let men insult me, no problem. Leave it. Listen, I've worked with God small. He's reliable. Listen to what I'm telling you. Are we together now? That's why they get angry when God blesses people. Because they come and say, ah, Pastor Alpha, Papa, what happened? 3 cars, 2 duplexes. Then the painful part is he didn't build any of them. Say, no, this car, I don't like this car. Whether you like it or not, it's a mystery. Everybody say mystery. That's why I call it a mystery of exemption. That where others have to do a lot of things, I've said it, listen, if you're a businessman here, listen to me. And don't think I'm daft as I speak. Stop wasting your time to save money to buy land. In the kingdom, you don't buy land through saving. You provoke favor. Listen, I know what I'm saying. If, well, God bless you, you can save and God will honor it. I will even pray on it. But you will be ready for frustration. Satan that I know will cause something you must eat out of that money. No matter how disciplined you are, when you are pushed to the wall, you must withdraw something. You don't get land, you don't get properties by saving. Psalm 44 verse 3, give it to us please. Read that scripture and never forget. It's just a digression and I'll get back to our subject of discussion and we'll pray. I want us to pray tonight. Help us please. Psalm 44 verse 3. You are a Christian, please read it with all your heart. One, two, read. So how did they get the land? Now, teach somebody this thing and watch him insult you. And say, you and that, your stupid man of God in Koinonia. You people should continue this nonsense. You will beg for bread. Beg for bread. See, I'm teaching, what I'm teaching some of you is very hard. Even you are trying to believe it, but what they have told you, you are now wondering, I hope it will work. It's like leaving a rope. You are about to fall and I'm saying, leave that rope and just come. And you are saying, show me the quota and I'm saying, just leave it. If it be thou, bid me come. What I'm sharing, many of you, I can't, you see, I'm a spiritual man. I receive a spiritual feedback. I see how many of you are struggling to believe and agree with what I'm saying. It's not like you want to doubt it, but you are saying, Apostle, it's hard though. Some are foolishly saying it's because you are a man of God, you are enjoying. Was I born a man of God? You join the junk that journalists carry and talk about people and say you are enjoying. People give you tithe and give you offering. No. I'm showing you how to be happy. That's how to be happy. That you can carry your wife and be happy. You can see Ejimia and his wife. You can see Ogashowa and Shade. There are happy people. You can see Aaron, several Pastor Alpha. There are other angry people. You see them and their wives and stress. That guy is 35. But even you would think that he's maybe 50. Life squeezed him. Disobedience added his weight on top. And the devil sat on it. That's his destiny. Don't laugh. Take very seriously what I'm telling you. There are people, you see them with their wives happy, giving God glory, giving God praise, because they are accessing the mysteries of the kingdom. They know what to do with their children. They know what to do with the enemy. Kai, may you know what to do. It's a disaster to be confronted with something you do not know what to do. The Bible says, but he himself, Jesus now, knew what to do. Look at the brother that shared the testimony. The one who trekked from the police station or somewhere. Now, you see, can you see that in spite of the trekking, he now climbed a bike and the devil wanted to kill him? It's not fear. It's a mystery. Listen, when you trust God, you commit him. Let me tell you something about believing God. Watch this. If this is the door. Watch this. This is a big revelation for someone. Call this place I'm standing the door to your destiny. Are we together? If you turn around following this door with total sincerity, believing that it is God that is leading you, God will remove this door and keep it here to make sure you don't miss it. Let this be a deep word of comfort to somebody. Stop being afraid. Who said he must remain there? He said, I am the door. When he moves, the door moves. So listen. That's why God protected that brother and brought him to hear the word. The devil may have planned. God does not give men doors. He's the door. Once you are following him, I tell you, in your sincerity, even in your error, he will still say, I am the door. Pass. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child. Hold on. When you see God doing the great things that he's doing through my life and through many great men, it's not because we got his instructions 100%. It's because our hearts are sincere. So while based on what you saw in a vision, I'm supposed to die, God shifts the door and says, pass. Let the enemies keep prophesying themselves into doom. They were right, but God was God. Did you hear what I said? They were right. Their predictions were correct. I shouldn't have made it, but God is God. Choose which path to follow, right or God. I follow him, oh. I follow him. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I don't walk with God with fear. Since God revealed this to me, I live a very happy life. To hell with Satan. I live a very happy life. My heart for God is the chief requirement. He will take me to the place of destiny. If this is the path God earmarked for me, and I follow this path, but with a heart of sincerity, knowing that I seek God, my sincerity puts pressure on his reputation. He will change that destiny and carry it and bring it here. Believe me, I have worked with him. That's the God we serve. That's the God we serve. That's the God we serve. That's the reason why when a man gives you prophecy, it's still not the highest thing. You can change it. He's speaking based on what he saw. But there is something between you and God that can change it. Have you not heard that there were people who somebody saw, a doctor saw, that woman had lost a child. They saw this guy had lost whatever. And the man will look and say, it is true. I'm seeing blood. You have lost the child. But I bring a sincerity between me and God. And after 9 months, a child comes out. Where did he come out from? I am the door. Door means access. The door to everything. Don't let men fool you and make it look like you have missed it. You have missed it. You hear people make that arrogant statement. You have missed it. Miss what? God? My God? You are joking. He will navigate that door. Hear what I'm telling you. This is why restoration is possible. He can take it and turn the direction and bring it. Listen, he is God. He does not submit to any man. You be God, you no be man, no. You be God, you no be man, no. Alpha and Omega, you be God. You be God, oh. You be God, oh. Sing it one more time.
You be God, you no be man.
You be God, you no be man, no.
You be God,
you no be man, no.
Alpha and Omega.
Let me tell you a big secret. The key is not perfection. The key is sincerity. Learn this. It's not hearing God 100% that guarantees your victory. It's the sincerity of your heart. Are you hearing what I'm teaching you tonight? God first. You touch a man addicted to God, you are in trouble. I'm telling you. You touch a man that has carried himself and said, God, I belong to you. I seek you first. When you seek other things and leave God behind, you authorize darkness to tear down your life. When you say people think you are stupid, they think it's just a talk for preachers. No, sir. God first. God always. And you are free. The first key to exemption. Hear me. Is when God occupies every space in your life. You will watch trouble come before you like this and pass you as if you are a spirit. God first. It's not about koinonia. It's not about being a civil servant or a businessman. There are many foolish career people who threw God away. They loved God while they were on campus. The moment they graduated, they became too matured for God. They threw him away and said, now we have become, you know, I read engineering, I read maths, I read whatever it is. Lower levels of knowledge. They throw God, they throw his word, they throw everything. You never find them talking about God. They are even embarrassed. You come to their house, you mention God, you say you have come with this God thing, pastor. Run away from such kind of people. Koinonia, hear me. I love you too much. I'm training you to become a wonder. Run away from anybody who does not prioritize God. I don't care whether he's a politician, whether he's a businessman. If it's your husband or wife, you have a work to do. Start interceding seriously. You know, when people come and meet me and they say they are ready to marry, even if you hold hamper for me, it's a joke. Do you love God? Are you serious? You don't bribe me with wine and hamper. I'm not an idiot. Do you love God? Because when all else fails, that one thing will bring you back. Job lost everything. And the one thing left, the wife said, leave it. Oh. Job said, yeah, leave God again. I lost everything. And you are now saying I should leave God. Why do you speak like one of these foolish women? And God had him. In pain, I hold on to you. Oh, I lost my job, but Lord, I hold on to you. How can I lose you? Are we together? My finances crashed, but I hold on to you. God first. The marriage didn't work out. Still God first. The miscarriage happened. God first. I thought I would not need to go for a surgery, but I went for a surgery. God first. Everybody shout God first. Before that brother, God first. Before that sister, let the brother come and meet you loving God. Don't move around and be saying I'm 30 years. Keep quiet. God first. Don't sit down moving around and say, why wouldn't I get a job? Let the job come and meet you with God. Inseparable. How can I leave him? What will be my reason? That he's not faithful. I never see anyone like you. I never see anyone like you. Hey, I never see anyone like you. Please help me praise my God. I never see anyone like you. Sit down. Do you know some of you are looking at me strange? As you rise and you see many chief victories, you will know why we praise God. We gave an instruction here, hold on, that people should dance their way to the next level. There were too many big people, big CEOs, arrogant people who felt too big. Why will I make myself a small child? Please, this koinonia, you make people look stupid. The kingdom is for children. When you become too big for the kingdom, you are too big for breakthrough. Too big for what? You think I like dancing? Have you ever seen me dance? Do you think I like dancing? But at his word, you become foolish enough to step into that realm. Are we together? God first. That you vow a vow tonight and say, Lord, listen, brothers and sisters, you know, every time I come here, I watch these little children and their parents. I see how many wrong things they do in 10 minutes. And I see how their parents go. I hear Ejimi calling his child. The wife is there. Everybody doing all they're doing. And I'm saying, that's it. That's the message. God first. They don't run to me. They run to their parents. God first. We hate God. That's why we run to him last. We claim we love him. The moment people are in trouble, you run to your strongest point of deliverance, which is your uncle. And you ran and he told you the money has not come yet. You insulted him and left angrily. You went to another auntie. To an extent, that you went to a stranger on the road and said, sir, if I die now, is it fair? And God, hold on, God is watching. We pray in tongues, we roll around. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We cry, we do a lot of emotional things, but in the midst of real life situations, let me tell you, God is my witness. You are spiritual people. Listen, every issue of my life, my first point of reference is God. I have convinced myself that whatever God cannot do in my life cannot be done. Are we together?
Yeah.
The moment there is trouble, you are calling apostle, it doesn't work. You call prayer department leaders, it doesn't work. Call a Jimmy, doesn't work. Call Pastor Alpha, call him. They're just going on. They are wicked. No. God is with you in the room there. You don't believe it and you are not even interested. How many people go and sit down in the offices of men from morning till evening? They sit by 7 till 10. Then the man just comes and says, I'm tired. Can you come? No problem. How can I be angry? Because you think that the man can wipe your tears. And you spend 10 minutes in the presence of God. You are grumbling around and talking nonsense. Oh God, you are my. You now see why I sing that song? And I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God. And I will ever praise you. Listen, do you know, brothers and sisters? If not for God, the troubles I would have entered, the fulfillment of the prophecies of the enemy, Koinonia would have crashed like a plane, but for God. You will keep watching this ministry rise mysteriously like an edifice. It's not because of perfection, it's because of God. When you know this, you will be outspoken about God. You think your business will rise because you have capital, and so you will keep struggling with it there. Another ignorant person who respects God will come from nowhere and rise. That's why you see, listen carefully, when men are clapping and saying, apostle did this, I thank God for it all, but me and God, we know. Take God out of my life. I'm as useless as this table you are seeing in the presence of anyone. I'm not ashamed of it. I say it everywhere. Because every time I declare him, I bring joy to his heart. And he says, son, you are sitting down on so much power, yet you are telling men it's not you. Most of you will not do it. Let me tell you, there are many of you here looking at me. If you carry 1/10 of the kind of anointing God has put in my heart, people will worship you. You will put your name on your shoe. You will be, by now, they would have made rapper with my face. By now, you would have done everything. But for him, how can I dare claim that I am responsible for these results? Will I be honest? I may deceive you and you will believe me. But I know. Listen, after great meetings like this, when I go back home, I have my small chair. I just kneel down. And sometimes you just see me hold the chair and I'm just laughing. I say, God, God, boy, you said, look at how these people are clapping. Sometimes the seeds that they sow into my life, I wait till these my boys that are working for me, when they go home, I scatter it on the ground and I keep looking at it. I say, but God, you know, this thing doesn't belong to me, Abi. It really belongs to you. Why will somebody work and you pay someone else? And God says, it's yours. That's your price for believing me. God first. Who deceived you that God is only for preachers? Who deceived you that God is only for pastors' wives? Please hear me. There are people here, inside, outside, online. You are not determined to be passionate about God. They ask you, you say, me, I take my things easy. I don't overdo anything. You better overdo when it comes to God. Because life will so crush you into pieces. Life is spiritual. When I worship God, I make sure Satan sees me worshiping God. It's a love affair and he's not invited. He's absolutely not invited. I sing this song not because it's a special number. It's a revelation to me. He is my God. The way Hope can hold her husband and say, my husband. You don't claim what is not your own. This water is my own. Right? The welfare gave me. If you come to touch it now, I'll say, you are a what? What are you? Thief. Thief. There is a name for that. When you claim he is your God, you prove it through your intimacy. It's not talk. What right have you to stand and say, let the power of God move? What right have you? You know, most people think it's just by talking. Now the power of God will move, move, move. You are a big joker. Not with God. Not with God. You must have a track record. Not of perfection, of passion. Believe me, if you do not have passion for God, forget about doing business with God in this kingdom. I want to ask you a question. When was the last time you took a day off to spend time with God? Don't tell me you love Him. Let's examine it. You see why it is better for some people to not get jobs? Because God is having their attention. Now that they are idle, they can spend time. But the moment they get up, they are now in a hurry, making money, hurry, making whatever. And then the times that they now have to spend with God, the devil now occupies them with something else. Don't look for what only God can give. It's not missing. Stay with the door, the one who has it, and He will give you. Many preachers come to me and they say, man of God, I want grace. I want to see results in my ministry. And I look at them and say, so what do you expect to happen? And they just bring out of a bag, you see like four or five different anointing oils. And I'm not against it. They bring it and say, man of God, just breathe on it. I will carry it back. And I look at the person and laugh. I almost want to tell them, get out of here. You are joking. You breathe a relationship. Is that how you grow your relationship? Time. Intimacy. Spend time with God. No. Spend time with men. Yes. Spend time with liars and sycophants who will clap for you now and betray you. And betray you. Unreliable as they are. They will clap for you as if they love you. As soon as you turn, they will stab you. Listen, I stopped trusting men's sins. Men are as unreliable as the devil. I trust God. So it doesn't matter what men, what they do to me. Everybody say God first. Say it, God first. Bless you. Let's look at the second part very quickly. Our time is gone. The second mystery that commands exemption, aside from putting God first in everything, is the mystery of kingdom service. Write it down. The mystery of kingdom service. I'm going to be very fast. Please write it and we'll pray. Kingdom service is promoting the interest and the purposes of God on earth. Promoting the interest and the purposes of God on earth. It's an extension of your love and your passion for God. Kingdom service. What is kingdom service? Serving God for a living. Serving God for a living. Kingdom service is not just cleaning chairs. No, no, no. Serving God for a living. There are three dimensions to kingdom service. Maybe we'll just touch one and then next week we can take the other one. I wanted us to finish because we'll start a series. Let's see how God will help us. Number one, the first proof or the first index to measure your kingdom service is soul winning and establishment. Soul winning and soul establishment. Daniel chapter 12 verse 3. Soul winning and soul establishment. Brothers and sisters, is a jackpot of breakthrough. Look at me. Anybody who tells you working for God does not pay is lying to you. And they that be wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn, how many? many to righteousness, they shall be as the stars. That's their reward for turning many to righteousness. Soul winning is not for evangelists. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 30. Please give it to us quickly. Proverbs 11 verse 30. Soul winning as a demonstration of your service to the kingdom. It says, and the fruit of the righteous is as a tree of life. And he that winneth souls, very clearly, he that winneth souls is what? Wise. And the Bible, speaking about wisdom, says, with me are riches, wealth, and honor. Yea, durable riches and righteousness. Long-lasting riches. Not 10 years and you are down forever. Wisdom. Wisdom. That when you win souls, it is a service to the kingdom that compels God to bless you. Second Corinthians chapter 5 from verse 18 to 20. Very interesting scripture. Second Corinthians chapter 5, quickly please. Verse 18 to 20. The Bible tells us that God has given us both the ministry and the word of reconciliation. Two things. Both the ministry and all things are of God, who had reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and had given us, what's the first thing? It's an assignment. He didn't give pastors. He gave all men the ministry of reconciliation. Next verse. To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and had committed unto us, what? The word. He didn't just give you the ministry. He gave you the word. What to say. How to get men saved. Not just the passion and the assignment, but the ministry and the word. Look at me. One of the biggest secrets to the growth of any flourishing ministry is soul winning, not revelation. I don't care how deep that ministry is. A ministry that trivializes soul winning will never grow. Go and search your Bible. Search modern history. Search today. I say it without any sense of shame. Find out a ministry, no matter how deep they are in the things of God. Healing, deliverance, prophecy, revelation, whatever. If soul winning is not an outspoken priority, you never will find God trusting them with people. Most people think soul winning is a basic thing in Christianity. It's for people who don't have anything else to offer. Is that true? What Jesus died for? Everybody say soul winning. There are some of you who can win souls and win your way out of every trouble. You watch people who have not turned to righteousness. You watch people, you are coming for koinonia. You move around and you watch lives and destinies languishing and going to hell. And it doesn't bother you because you feel apostle will come and do it. Your passion for souls. There are people here who God has lifted in strange ways. They make it as a point of contact to both win souls and draw them to the house of God where they will be saved. Shortly, I'm going to make an altar call. And almost everyone who will come out here was invited by somebody. You have won a soul. Let me tell you, every time you bring a soul to God, as he's getting born again, start clapping. It's like taking a check to a bank. While you are clapping for his eternal salvation, clap for yourself too. Because the devil is watching. You have saved a soul and authorized yourself for exemption. A woman can win her way out of barrenness. That you sit down and say, Satan, you claim you will not give me a child. I need 3 children. I will win 5 souls for every child. And you go out and you win 5 and say, that's my firstborn. Let's see the devil that will stop your womb from taking him. If you don't have womb, the baby will grow anywhere. After all, germs grow anywhere. Fibroid grows anywhere. Growth grow anywhere. It doesn't matter where the baby grows. The most important thing is that he comes out after 9 months. Are we together? Koinonia is heavily protected, among other things, by the mystery of soul winning. I have passion, genuine passion for souls. Not fake that pastors just do and cry. Genuine passion for souls. You are talking to somebody, he says somebody else has spoken to me. Say, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That somebody spoke to you does not mean you were born again. I'm still talking to you. Koinonia, hear me. I challenge you. Begin a serious project of soul winning. Instead of gossiping on Facebook, discussing matters of people that are not your business, writing things about men of God. Somebody, I was shown somebody who tried to write some things about me, thinking he knows me, and I said, look at, do you see these foolish people? He would have used that time and that unit to win a soul. Do you know the joy in the heart of the Father when one person comes to stand before Jesus? Listen, every time we pray for crowd, God sees my heart. It is never for a name. It is never to build an empire. I'm smart enough to know how to be famous. I'm intelligent enough to be able to write books. Souls. Souls. That when you win souls, it's on your record. The Bible says there is joy in heaven. Since you got born again, let me tell you, it's a shame as a believer if right from the beginning of this year till now, you have not contributed in anyone's coming to the kingdom. It's a shame. You are doing the same thing an irresponsible man does to not bring food to a house. The same way we say a man is stupid for not bringing food to his house. Imagine a man married and comes home empty-handed, and the wife is saying, honey, where's the food? Say, food for what? That's exactly what someone does if he doesn't win souls. You watch people go to hell. The primary assignment God has given me is not just to build and equip believers. You have to save them first before they are established. Facebook, text messages, you can find a way of reaching a soul. Genuinely, don't just say, I think he's saved, and talk to him and say, well, you see, you have to be serious with God. Think about it. Then you go back smiling. You didn't save him. You only informed him that his life is not going well. It's a different thing if he rejects, but give people a chance. Preach to your parents. Preach to your loved ones. You see how we celebrate soul winning here. Many of you, when people give testimonies of cars, I got a car, I got a plane, you clap. But they say someone got born again, somebody just knows, oh, that's all right. Let's hear the real testimony. Which one is the real one? The car that will perish? Have you not grown spiritually enough to know how the mundanity and the vanity of the things of this life? That's why we pray for souls. That's why as much as possible, as much as God grants us grace, we keep making altar calls. Even if nobody comes, let there be a witness in heaven. Are we together? Some of you, that's what you did that God lifted you. That's how this ministry started. We would pray for people those times before they got admission. When people came, that was before they started post-UME. I remember, as soon as people come, we're like holding them. And the next thing, they get born again, they get filled with the Holy Spirit, and we create room for them to be established. If you heal men and don't save them, they are going to hell. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? If I give you money and you are not saved, where are you going to? Don't say heaven. Don't let anyone lie to you. You are going to heaven. You don't have Jesus in your heart. Please don't let any theologian deceive you. You are going straight to hell. Say hell. There is a real place like that. People left this morning. They are there right now. Don't let people fool you and make it look as if the moment you're a nice person, you go to heaven. Being nice does not take people to heaven. If you cannot live your lifetime, you deserve to go to hell if you live your lifetime without acknowledging the one who brought you. you spent 70 years of your life and paid no attention to God. This night, I want to challenge you. Your phone is full of many names that are not born again. You are looking at them and you are watching them. God has given you access and influence over their lives. Many of our loved ones are on their way to hell. We know it. We know they are on their way to hell. Our roommates are on their way to hell. Our work people are on their way to hell. Our friends, your husband is on his way to hell. Your wife, some of our stubborn children are on their way to hell. You can start interceding. Don't say any man cannot be saved. That's the talk of the devil. I have seen impossible people get saved. There's nobody I don't believe that can be saved. Do you pray for souls or do you pray for money? Some of you are surprised. We are supposed to be talking about wealth. I'm showing you a jackpot of financial prosperity. God is not a journey that you crack like a charm. Souls. For as long as there is breath in me, I will keep leading people to Jesus. Preacher or no preacher, I will make sure they love him. I will make sure they love him. Stop discussing other things with people and don't probe their salvation. People come to you and say, we want to marry. You talk about every other thing. There is a way you can discern, oh, this guy is saved. But there's a way you know this brother is not saved. And he's about to marry a lady. He's inviting Satan officially to be the Lord of that home. You have to save it. You are not just saving a man. You are saving every child that will come. You know, believers, don't be too Western to be obedient. Take the foolishness of the word of God and be serious. On Tuesday, you are coming for prayer department, prayer band meeting. It's the only department that allows other people to join them. You come alone. You leave and you are going. And you know that somebody, so he may not be born again there, but it can be a starting point. It takes a while to save souls. You may not save them overnight, but start introducing them to the atmosphere of God's presence. The same way some of you now introduce someone here. Doesn't matter what religion, doesn't matter what age, doesn't matter what race. I have little respect for any man of God that does not pay attention to the simplicity of soul winning. I don't care what you have. The greatest people, when all is said and done, he that winneth souls is wise. You have no authorization to prosper and to be exempted from the ills and the perils that will keep languishing men when you are not a soul winner. Are you blessed? We'll stop here. Next week we'll take on the others. But listen to me very carefully. Tonight, one of the many prayers you'll be praying is to cry for grace to have a personal revelation of soul winning. I don't want you to just get emotional over what I'm saying. You don't have to get tracks and move around. It is your lifestyle. Huh? There are certain businesses that in Nigeria, when the businesses came out, people were too grateful to keep quiet. They ran to people by themselves. Have you heard about this? My life is changing. And the person say, I'm not listening. You must listen. I'm not going anywhere. I love you too much to leave you. That's the same way. That's the same way you talk to somebody. Are we together? The person is laughing and says, see, you and this, your God team. We did it before. We did this God team before and tell him you need to go back. God is not a project that you do before and leave. Many of the people you preach to will tell you they were once saved. There was no follow-up system and no structure for establishment. So when the cares of life came upon them, in anger, if God was God, why did he allow my wife die? If God was God, why did he allow me to fail? If God was God, why did he allow me to do this? I left God since, and they said, explain the gospel to them. Let them know that there is a difference between an encounter with God and understanding his principles. Many people think the moment I come to Jesus Christ, everything will change. And be careful how you win souls. The basis of winning souls is not just to prosper them. It's a submission. It's a covenant of surrender and submission. When two people are getting married, they ask them serious questions. Will you be there for one another? Whether things go well or not. They answer yes to everything. And they mean it. Don't lie to people. Of course, in Christ, you have access to these things. But train people to love God more than things and situations. Don't make people think immediately I run to God, everything will change, and then an attack starts on account of their decision. And they no longer can stand. There are many people who have been of other religions here. Some of them are here listening to me. They have made bold decisions for Jesus. And some of them, we have had to come in even as a ministry to shield and help them. Because they have gone, and some are still going through heavy pain. They deserted them financially, left them for whatever reason. But because they were saved well, they were saved to love and live for Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just wanna tell you that I love you more than anything. Before I make an altar call, while everybody is seated, I want you to cry. Pray while you are seated. Cry to God with every passion in you. And say, Lord, I am sorry for ignoring souls. I've been trying to do ministry and I've watched people go to hell. There are people who, if I had spoken to them last week, last month. Pray. Lord, you gave me an anointing. I've been joking with it. Just throwing people on the floor and not paying attention to their salvation. You gave me a ministry. I've been playing games with it. Watching people lukewarm and unserious with God. Brothers and sisters, let's be sincere with ourselves. That's not how we started. That's not how we started with God. We started with the simplicity of passion for souls. Pray. Talk to God. They called you pastor's wife and you were ashamed and you stopped. They insulted you and embarrassed you and you were ashamed. Then you stopped. Outside, are you praying? Lord, fresh passion to engage the mysteries that will exempt me from trouble, from the grip of witchcraft, from destruction. That my life will cause men to love God. My life will cause men to be on fire. How can I be in an environment? No one is changing. No one is serious. No one's prayer life is rising. No one's word life is growing. Never transfer the message to anybody. You've never bought a Bible for anyone. Never done anything to contribute to the salvation of anyone. You're not acting as a genuine Christian. Believe me, brothers and sisters. Yet you want the anointing. Yet you want to be invited for crusades. Do you want the name or do you love God? Do you want the fame or do you love God? Do you just want the prestige and the persona? Or are you genuinely passionate? In this place, here and now, Lord, your kingdom reign, your kingdom reign. In our lives, in our homes, your kingdom reign, your kingdom reign. Through my life, I let your kingdom reign. Your kingdom reign through my life. Through my life tonight, I let your kingdom reign. Your kingdom reign. Your kingdom reign. Your kingdom reign. Above all. Above all. Your kingdom reign. About fame and go for souls and watch the wonder God will do with your life. Forget about complaining for a husband or a wife and go for souls. Forget about the witchcraft in your family. I know you were born with witchcraft. I know there are practicing people who are manipulating your destiny. Leave them alone and go for souls, and let me see the charm that will tie you down. Souls. Don't just pay tithe. Don't just sow seeds. Win souls. Win souls. Win souls. You are too big to win souls. You are too big to be exempted. You are too big to turn many to righteousness. You are too big to receive the defense of God against the vicissitudes of life. But Apostle, I'm a shy person. That's why there is grace for you. But Apostle, I'm not a man of God. The Great Commission is not for men of God, my friend. Prayer point number two. Lord, every soul appointed to be saved through my life, in the name of Jesus, I begin to seek them and pursue them. Every soul appointed. There is somebody that must escape hell because I am alive. Lord, where are they? Reveal them to me and give me the grace to hunt them. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray, Koinonia. Who have you appointed to be saved through my life? Lord, who have you appointed to be saved through Koinonia? Who have you appointed to be saved? To be serious with God through our teachings. Jesus said, all that you have given me, I have kept, and none is lost except the son of perdition, that scriptures may be fulfilled. And none is lost. And none is lost. Hallelujah. Before I make the altar call, I want you to take 2 minutes. Find somebody that is serious, and I want you to intercede for your family members and say, I stop them from going to hell. Lord, they can't go to hell. I know as at now, my father is not yet a Christian, but Lord, eternity in hell, have mercy. Pray, my brother, my husband, my wife. Pray for those who are saved too and are not serious. There are people saved but not serious. Saved but not passionate. Save them, O God. We release angels, angels of salvation. Draw them to meetings, draw them to crusades, draw them to meetings. We release angels of salvation. Lord, give them dreams. May they have encounters with Jesus in their sleep. May they have an encounter with Jesus in their offices. Time for their salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are rounding up. We are going to pray for salvation through encounters. That's the strange dimension the Spirit of God is moving right now. Where men by themselves are in a room, all of a sudden they are caught up. An encounter that will rattle every stubbornness. Lift your voice and cry. Lord, we release encounters this night. Dreams this night. Visions this night. Encounters in the beer parlor. Encounters in public places. Encounters in business board meetings. Encounters. While he's preparing to go for armed robbery, encounters on the road, encounters with Jesus. The last prayer point, you are going to pray and say, Lord, I have made you first in my life and I'm committed to serving you. Therefore, I invoke exemption upon my life. I no longer will cry their cry. Prophesy it. I no longer will go through their pain. No. Glorious exemption from poverty. Glorious exemption from sickness. Glorious exemption from failure. Are you praying? May that mystery be activated in my life. May that mystery be activated. Surely they will gather, but by this mystery they will scatter. They will come in one way and the Lord will disperse them in seven ways. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lay your hands on your head. I want to speak to you. I prophesy upon everyone here, as you are laying your hands, the same way a mark was put by God to Cain and said, by this mark, you, anyone who sees you will leave you in peace. He did it to a sinner, Cain. He put a mark right now in the name of Jesus. As you are placing your hand on your head, Shadakato Katabara, I place a mark of exemption upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me. If the devil is looking for men to kill in a car accident, it will be minus you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me. When the devil is fermenting trouble to destroy families, cause scandal between husband and wife, cause scandal between pastor and whatever, in the name of Jesus minus you. You are exempted in the name of Jesus. Hear me. The same way God has exempted this ministry from financial turmoil and recession, I pray upon you, beginning from this night, every time a man is looking for who to favor, I command them to find you. Keep your hands. I'm still praying. If there is any mark, just keep your hands. If there is any mark upon anyone's life that brings bad luck, that brings enemies, that brings the wrong people, that brings the wrong situations, the wrong atmospheres, I'm speaking to you right now. That mark is erased forever. Forever, forever. He reigns forever. He reigns forever. That mark upon your ministry that misrepresents you, that mark upon your life, every sincere thing you want to do, men see it in another way. That's the mark of the devil. Every time you are doing things genuinely, but people keep misunderstanding you, I cancel that mark from your life now. Put down your hands. Keep standing, everybody. There are people here who are going to run out here right now. Please listen carefully. You are here. The wickedness in the world, the reality of hell, the reality of the troubles that come to a life without Christ is not worth it. There are several people in this place right now. Several people in the first and second overflow, across the road, online. You have never genuinely made a serious decision for Jesus Christ. It doesn't mean you are a bad person. You've not paid this much attention to the word of God to see the need to be saved. But now you are hearing me and you are saying, man of God, if you make a call, I will come. Number two, there are those who you are just not serious with God. We don't even know what you can become. Today you are one leg in. Tomorrow you run out. You have to stop playing games with God and keep your passion steady. Those two groups of people, I want you to run to Jesus now. Our time is up. Please run like you are serious with God. There are many outside, young and old. In the name of Jesus, run to the front. One. Keep coming. Clear the way for those outside. Two.
Hey, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back.
Keep coming.
No turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back.
Keep coming, run to Jesus.
I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back.
Listen. Some of you are crying. Don't be ashamed of your tears. You are standing before the Lord of heaven. The Holy Spirit is ministering to me that there are still about six people outside that He's speaking to. Come out now. Don't struggle with God. The Lord is telling me that there are at least six people outside. He's talking to them, but they are being hardened outside specifically. Make your way. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. You have to stand and be serious. Please don't come out and play games. This is between you and your God. Keep coming quickly so that you join the prayers. God bless you. Keep coming. If your friend is trying to stop you from coming out, leave your friend and come. This is about your salvation. This is about your destiny. Keep coming. Koinonia is sacrifice of your club. Motivate them, encourage them. Let them know we're a family that is interested in their salvation. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for the courage. I know it takes courage because we live in a foolish generation that ignores God and laugh and scorn out people who are serious with Him. But I want you to lift your right hand to heaven. The one who died for you, the one who saved you. Some of you, as you are lifting up your hands, you are lifting up a generation because they are in you. Say this passionately and sincerely. You are not reciting a poem. Salvation prayer is not a poem. It's not a joke. Say, Lord Jesus. Say it again, Lord Jesus. This night, I declare my love my seriousness and my desire to walk with you. I repent of the way I have lived my life. Help me tonight. I obtain mercy. I declare this night that my life, my destiny belongs to you. Take it. Use it for your glory. I receive eternal life into my spirit, and I declare that I'm a child of God. From tonight, I move forward ever and backward never. In the name of Jesus. Keep your hands lifted. Father, I stretch my hands towards these people and I pray. Let this decision be genuine. In the name of Jesus, the grace that saves and the grace that preserves, let it be their heritage. I separate you from wrong associations. I break you free from every grip of the devil that keeps you in one spot. I declare that your life begins to move from glory to glory. This salvation, this genuine acknowledgement remains with you for the rest of your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. A big congratulations to you. I want you to follow the gentleman, the lady waving her hands. There's a gentleman and a lady, they are waving their hands. Please, all of you this way, give them your correct details and we'll follow you up very appropriately. God bless you. All of you this way. God bless you. God bless you. Appreciate them, Koinonia. Appreciate them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Keep standing, everybody.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, you can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/KoinoniaParenting Network International. Or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/KoinoniaANI. You can also download our messages on www.foreshared.com. Parenting Network International, duplicating the fullness of God's life on earth.